Hello there. This is Positive Outcomes, a podcast for the P&O community. Thanks for joining us today. My name is Jeff Newell, your host for today's episode. We have a great show for you. We have Linda Extend, founder and vice president, Christopher Linda, joining us today to discuss his life and what makes the products from his company so unique. Just to give you a little bit of history about Christopher, amazing story here. Every time I talk about it or listen to it or listen to Christopher talk, I'm just amazed. So let me just give you a bit of history here. Christopher was on the receiving end of a traumatic railway accident that left his legs and left arm having to be amputated at the early age of 17. I just can't imagine, you know, being that age and having such a traumatic incident happening to you. It's just unbelievable to me to think how you dealt with it, which we'll talk about as we go along here. You know, it's just an amazing story. He bounced back from his experience to compete a couple of swimming events a year later and made the Swedish national team for both the 2008 and 2012 Paralympic Games. He also resolved to become a development engineer after never fully being stable on his prosthetic devices, which motivated him to be founder of his own company, Linda Extend. He also is a husband, a father to a three-year-old daughter. You know, I have three kids myself, Christopher, and I know the trials and tribulations with kids. So I feel for you. So thanks again, Christopher, for joining us. You know, this is really an uplifting story. How does it feel to do and achieve all what you've done before 35 years old?
Thank you so much for having me. And yeah, when you say it like this, it feels, of course, amazing and great. But also, I think back on my heavier times at the hospital bed after my accident, and where at that point I just wanted to live my life as normal and live a normal life. And I would say all these achievements that you spoke about, they're a result of that. Me trying to live just a normal life, but now with prosthetics instead.
Good. So being a two-time Paralympian, it must be a great experience, like nothing else. What did that feel like when, you know, you know, just being on the team, yet about being such a competitor?
Yeah, it felt great, and it was a quite early goal that I put up after my accident, that I wanted to get back to swimming and to competitive swimming, and eventually also I was aiming for the Paralympics. So just being at the Paralympic Games was a big goal for me to be able to participate at those games.
So did you always see yourself heading into the competitive world of swimming? Like, was that always your goal when you were younger?
I would say yes. My whole swimming career actually started by me at a young age, like 5 years old maybe. I then had like a phobia for water. So that was why I started swimming in the first place. But let's say from 7 years and upwards, I was like watching the Olympic Games and always seeing myself as one time later on I will be in the Olympics. But it didn't really turn out exactly as I thought.
So it must have been tough to process at that age. What went through your mind once you grasped the full scope of your situation? You saw where you're at. Now, how am I going to move forward?
Yeah, it was the first thoughts that went through my head when I realized how much I've lost in this accident was just, I would say, hopelessness. It felt like being like trapped into this nightmare that's never coming to an end. So it was really, really hard for me at that point.
So at what point after the incident did you feel the need, okay, you know what? I need to get back into that pool. I need to get swimming again.
It was quite close after the accident. I would say like a month or two. And at that point, I really wanted to get back in the pool, get started once again. But I was held back due to my wounds. It took almost 6 months for them to heal. It took some time. And during that time, I couldn't get into the pool. So that was a bit frustrating. in, but eventually I came down and started swimming once again.
But I mean, you say 6 months. To me, 6 months, that's nothing. Like, it boggles my mind that you were back at it in 6 months.
Yeah. Like, yeah, but
I really commend you.
At that point, it was really, I was just waiting every day. Can I get into the pool today? No, you can't. And that continued for 6 months. So it felt much longer than it.
Well, I bet it was very frustrating because being an athlete, you want to get back at it as quick as you can. And your mind says, I can do it, but your body's saying, hold back. So I can imagine how frustrating that was.
Yeah.
In your bio, you had an epiphany during your studies that ultimately led you to develop the extend foot. Can you elaborate a little bit on this?
Yeah, absolutely. It was one day during the preparations towards the Paralympics in London 2012. And one of these days, I'm walking along the coastline here in Sweden on a gravel road, a walking path with my fiance Martina. And we're walking on this gravel road, and I'm stepping on something uneven, and it catches me by surprise. And I'm totally loses my balance, and I'm falling due to I'm stepping on this unevenness. And Martina, she's walking beside me, and she's not an amputee. She steps on roughly the same unevenness. After this fall, when I'm at the ground, I'm not happy, and I'm also really thinking that I'm young. I get the best prosthetics in the world. I've had my prosthetics for several years now, but still I can't walk on this quite simple gravel road. And I'm like, I'm on the top of my physical capability. I'm soon to go to the Paralympics, but still it feels impossible for me. And at that point, I'm really frustrated. And I'm feeling that it's something wrong with these prosthetics, and I can't put my finger on what. But I take these thoughts back to the university and start to research about this problem. And the question we later on are asking is, why can I have such good balance walking indoor, but as quick as I'm coming outdoor, then I have much poorer balance. So that was the big turning point for me with the prosthetics. And later on, we discovered that it's the prosthetic foot that's the problem, because it can't adapt to the uneven surface as the human foot can. And that's what's causing this problem. For me, bilateral amputee above me stepping on unevenness, and then the foot can't adapt to that. That's what's causing like a momental force that pushes me in either direction due to how this unevenness is formed, which I'm stepping on. And that's what's pushing me out of my balance zone and was causing this fall. So when we realized that, then we started also at the university the creation of a new prosthetic foot, actually trying to mimic the human ankle to do this adaptation to uneven surfaces. And it took some time, but it eventually led to the creation of the extend foot a couple of years later.
And that's something that able-bodied walkers take for granted is different terrains. And that's something that you need to, as you've done with this foot, have to been able to accommodate it. So what's this foot? Where does this foot fit in? Is it for K1 levels up to K4 levels? Where do you see this foot fitting in?
I see it as a K2, K3 foot for walkers, but mainly walkers that walk outdoor. So that's the key thing, I would say. And I would say that before this, of course, I was walking with my prosthetics, but I had this big issue with walking outdoor. So I didn't do that much. But thanks to this foot, actually, now I'm a full-time walker, and I can walk securely outdoor and be much more stable, and it really helps me. So today I would say I'm a K3 thanks to the foot.
Oh, that's great to hear. That's great to hear. You have another product that I want to touch on, which is the Connect system. Can you tell me what it is and how did this concept come about?
Yes, the Extend Connect system, it's a, we call it a multifunctional prosthetic adapter system. It's like any prosthetic adapter, but it adds a function that you can totally safe and quick connect and disconnect your prosthetic leg in different areas. And with all the standard interface, you can fit it almost anywhere in a prosthetic leg and to both legs. And the Extend Connect is also born out of frustration living with prosthetics every day. And the results of living with prosthetics every day and with those everyday tasks that you're up against, like just simple tasks like changing trousers, changing shoes, I realized that they are so much easier and so much quicker with a regular human leg, so to say, compared to doing it for me with prosthetic legs instead. So why not make it easier as well for us with prosthetics? So this product is a result of that, making this change so much easier. And I would say for me, if I compare myself with my fiance Martina, I'm now with the Extend Connect can put on trousers as quick as her using the system. Mm.
I can also see it'd be a great component if you have different types of feet for different types of activity.
Yes,
know, you can just swap them out very quickly.
Yeah, it goes in seconds, and also a key thing for me is the security, because I really want it to be safe. I would never want my leg to come off, even if I'm doing something wrong. So in the system we have a double locking. So even if you would forget to lock it with the bolt, then it won't come off anyhow. So that's something really good, and it also I would say it's really beneficial if you're like just want to sit in the backseat of a car or airplanes eventually, maybe. So that's also great.
Good. Were there any obstacles that you really found when you were developing the Extend Foot or the Extend Connect system? Was there anything that really hit you that you had to get over?
Yeah, definitely. I would say our first product was the Extend Foot. So I would say that turned out to be more harder to develop than we initially thought. I would say we got some growing pains in the beginning as well, scaling up production and all of that, being a new company. So it definitely were some challenges with that, but it feels great now, and it, actually I would say these times in the beginning that maybe were a bit rough were good for us. So we're much better and much stronger today due to that.
Well, they always say if you don't have any pains or frustrations, you're not growing. So
no,
you know, I can see that. Now, just a personal question. You know, we said earlier you've achieved so much in such a short period of time. You're a Paralympian, you run your own company, you have a young family. So what do you find most stressful out of those three?
I would say it's more stressful with running a company and also being a father of two daughters in young age. Mm-hmm. Definitely. But it also running it also is much more fun compared to just doing the Paralympics. I would say the Paralympic career could sometimes be a bit boring, actually, just these all the early mornings and late evenings exercises after a couple of years they can be a bit boring, but the competitions are always great, of course. Mm-hmm.
So your daughters are going to be in the pool as well?
I think so. We'll see. The biggest, she's already started swimming, not competitive, but started swimming in a team.
Well, she'll have a good coach for sure.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah. Knowing and experience all you've done, you know, it's a different generation now. Kids are different. What's some advice that you would want to give to the young generation that happen to be disabled?
Yes. And that's a really important question. And to answer that, I would say in my point of view, I would say that everything is possible. But living with a disability has for me meant that I need to be more innovative in finding my own ways of solving problems. Like, just for example, how can I play golf with just one arm and no legs, or swimming with one arm? But it doesn't also need to be sport. It can be anything. Young people living with disability, I would definitely say set up goals. Where do you want to be in 3 years? And really go for them. And then it might take like 5 years to achieve that, but it really doesn't matter. The important thing is that you don't and never give up on these goals along the way, and you will eventually get to those goals. And I would say also, if you're in a young age, I will also really recommend sports. Sports is great, and especially in young age, and it helps you with this setting up this mindset of reaching your goals. It can be in sports, it can be in anything, I would say. So that is the message I want to send with them.
Okay, and with that, I just want to thank Christopher for joining us. It's been a pleasure talking to you, as it always is. I hope the listeners have enjoyed this episode as much as I have. Again, I'd like to thank Christopher with Linda Extend for stopping by to talk to us. Of course, if you have a show or topic for future episodes, you can email us at positiveoutcomes@ortoped.ca. New episodes are released every other Thursday at positiveoutcomes.ca or wherever you get your podcasts. Positive Outcomes is a production of Ortoped ULC in conjunction with our partners, produced by Jonathan Stone and Frederick Sauvay, and hosted by myself, Jeff Newell, and Simon Beals. Thanks again. Until next time, take care.
Thank you.